Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Revisioning Family Therapy, Addressing Diversity in Clinical Practice, edited by Monica McGoldrick and Kenneth Bay. Hardy is an advanced professional text in the family therapy and clinical training genre. Rather than treating culture as an add-on to standard family systems work, it asks clinicians to rethink core assumptions about what families are, how problems are defined, and how change happens when race, social class, gender, religion, sexual orientation, and other social locations shape everyday life. The third edition is substantially revised, with extensive new material reflecting shifts in the field and the increasing diversity of the United States. Across chapters by multiple contributors, the book blends conceptual frameworks with clinical implications, using practice-grounded discussions, reflective prompts, and teaching-oriented ideas. Its purpose is to help therapists understand the socio-political context of family distress and resilience, strengthen culturally responsive practice, and increase accountability to issues of power and inequity that can enter both family relationships and the therapy room. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing family therapy through a cultural and socio-political lens. A central contribution of the book is its insistence that culture and context are not secondary variables, but organizing forces in family life and in therapy itself. It expands family systems, thinking by connecting relational patterns to the larger conditions that shape opportunity, safety, belonging, and stress. Families do not simply bring private problems to treatment. They live within histories and institutions that distribute power unequally, and that can amplify vulnerability through discrimination, poverty, immigration pressures, or community violence. The book encourages clinicians to look carefully at how diagnostic labels, norms of healthy functioning, and popular models of communication can reflect dominant cultural assumptions. That shift has direct clinical consequences. What counts as respect, closeness, independence, authority, or appropriate emotional expression varies across communities and across generations. By placing families inside their social ecology, the text helps therapists ask better questions about meaning, constraint, and resilience. This reframing also challenges the field to examine how training traditions and standard interventions can unintentionally miss or misinterpret the realities of marginalized and evading clients. The result is a more accountable, more accurate, and more useful approach to understanding family distress and change. Secondly, intersectionality and the complexity of identity in clinical work. The volume emphasizes that identity is multi-layered and that clinical understanding improves when therapists avoid single-category explanations. Race, ethnicity, social class, gender, sexual orientation, religion, national origin, and other dimensions combine in ways that shape family roles, expectations, exposure to risk, and access to resources. The book pushes against siloed thinking, where a therapist might focus on one aspect of difference while ignoring others that are equally active in the room. This matters because clients experience both marginalization and privilege in intersecting ways, and those patterns can influence who is believed, who is protected, who is burdened with caretaking, and who is allowed to set the family narrative. For practice, this means listening for the specific configuration of a family story, rather than applying broad cultural generalizations. It also means holding space for within-group diversity, such as differences across generations, regions, migration histories, and levels of acculturation. By foregrounding intersectionality, the book offers a path to more precise empathy and more tailored intervention. Therapists are guided to track identity-related stressors without reducing clients to a checklist of demographics, and to recognize cultural resources as well as cultural constraints. Thirdly, power, gender, and the therapeutic impact of naming. A recurring theme is that language and naming are clinical acts with ethical and relational consequences. The book highlights how the words used in therapy can either obscure or clarify the roles of power, inequality, and social positioning in a family system. When experiences of racism, sexism, heterosexism, classism, or other forms of oppression remain unnamed, clients may interpret their pain as purely personal failure, and families may misattribute conflict to individual pathology. Naming, in contrast, can validate reality, reduce shame, and create shared understanding that opens space for new choices. The text also gives sustained attention to gender and power, encouraging clinicians to examine how gender norms shape caregiving labor, authority, safety, and expectations about emotion and sexuality. It cautions against neutral stances that inadvertently reinforce inequity, especially when one family member holds more structural power than another. For clinicians, the work involves both conceptual clarity and practical tact: how to address power without shaming, how to hold accountability without collapsing empathy, and how to avoid imposing the therapist's own cultural scripts. this topic supports a more just therapy process by linking respectful engagement with explicit attention to inquity inside and outside the family. Fourthly, trauma, displacement, and psychological homelessness in family systems. The third edition includes expanded attention to trauma and to experiences of profound dislocation that can affect identity and relationships. In a family context, trauma is not only an individual memory, but a relational force that can reshape attachment, communication, conflict patterns, and expectations of safety. The book encourages clinicians to connect trauma to both personal events and collective histories, including intergenerational and community-level stressors that often track social inequality. The concept of psychological homelessness points to the experience of not having a secure place of belonging, whether due to migration, racism, exclusion, family rupture, or other disruptions of connection and identity. For practice, this focus shifts assessment from what is wrong with this person to what has happened to this family and what conditions keep the threat alive. It also invites therapists to look for culturally grounded pathways to healing, such as community, spirituality, shared story, and meaning-making traditions, without romanticizing them, by integrating trauma-informed thinking with cultural analysis. The text helps clinicians avoid approaches that treat trauma as context-free or that overlook how systems of power influence exposure, recovery, and access to care. Lastly, implications for research, training, and work with larger systems. Beyond clinical technique, the book addresses how the field generates knowledge and prepares therapists, arguing that research and training must reflect cultural complexity and systemic realities. Revisioning clinical research means questioning whose experiences are centered, what outcomes are valued, and whether common measures capture what matters for families living under different social conditions. The volume also looks outward to larger systems, recognizing that schools, courts, healthcare, workplaces, and social services often shape family stress and therapeutic possibilities. For many clients, progress in therapy depends partly on navigating these institutions and on how those institutions respond to race, class, language, gender identity, or immigration status. Training implications include strengthening therapists' capacity for self-reflection about their own cultural and family legacies. Because clinicians' identities influence what they notice, how they interpret, and what they consider normal, the book supports educational settings by offering frameworks and teaching-oriented ideas that help supervisors and instructors ground multicultural competence in actual clinical decision-making. This topic positions family therapy as both relational work and civic work, where effective practice includes accountability, advocacy when appropriate, and collaboration with systems that affect family well-being. In conclusion, this book is best suited for practicing family therapists, clinical social workers, psychologists, counselors, supervisors, and graduate students who already know basic family systems, concepts, and want to work more effectively and ethically with diverse families. Educators in marriage and family therapy and related programs will also find it valuable because it offers a broad, field-shaping rationale for integrating diversity into the core of training rather than treating it as a specialty module. Readers gain practical and intellectual benefits, sharper assessment of how oppression and privilege influence family interaction, greater confidence discussing culture and power without stereotyping, and clearer pathways for using clients' cultural strengths as therapeutic resources. The emphasis on therapists' self-reflection can improve alliance and reduce common ruptures that occur when difference is ignored or mishandled. What helps the volume stand out among multicultural counseling texts is its specific focus on family therapy, where culture is expressed in roles, loyalties, boundaries, caregiving patterns, and intergenerational narratives. It also differentiates itself by connecting in-room interventions to trauma and to larger systems that constrain families' lives. As an edited collection, it brings multiple expert perspectives while keeping a consistent message. Inclusive family therapy requires rigorous attention to context, accountability, and the lived complexity of identity. If you would like to support Monica McGoldrick, MSW, PhD, HC, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.